Hello, this podcast introduces very briefly the concept of negative pledge and pari passu. A negative pledge clause is a clause in a loan agreement which provides that the borrower will not pledge any of its assets to any other lender. So in effect what's going on is that we have someone lending money to a borrower and has lent on an unsecured basis, but on the basis that there are assets in the borrower which the lender will be able to have recourse to, because those assets will eventually be able to pay off the loan, even if the loan itself can't be repaid in cash. And the undertaking that's given by the borrower then is not to set those assets aside in a property law sense for any other future lender or other person to have recourse to, so that our lender won't be able to rely on them to pay off the loan. This clearly is very much third or fourth best behind having some kind of proprietary right in assets. The negative pledge clauses are used a lot because in lending transactions, typically it seems to be assumed out there in the world that everything quite right on the legal analysis must take effect on the basis of contract law. But this really gives you no protection, because the only rights you have are contractual rights against your borrower if that person purports to grant any kind of security interest over assets to which otherwise you would hope to have had recourse. One of the things you can do if your borrower does seek to use the assets to pledge to provide a security interest for somebody else is to seek an injunction to stop that person doing that. And so that's something that's discussed in paragraph 1961 onwards in the textbook. There are also pari passu clauses which provide that everyone must be an equal step. No lender must be given any advantage over any other. No third party of any kind, whether a lender or not, must be given advantage over the lender. So again, very similar, I always think, to a negative pledge clause. It's a contractual undertaking by the borrower not to give anyone else advantage ahead of the lender. That will do for that.